Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face. A little, excuse me, I'm choking on my little Irish accent here. A little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. A little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a kick in the arse. Do you realise it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning? That's how dedicated I am to you people. Driving to work and running and walking your dogs and washing the dishes. I'm there with you. I'm choking here. Oh, dear. Anyway, the longest prison sentence ever requested was 384,912 years of jail time. 22-year-old kid from Spain, his name's Gabriel March Grendos, was sentenced to 384,000 years, 912, don't forget that. The longest sentence on record, despite the harsh sentence, it wasn't because he murdered someone or did something violent. No, he was a postman who forgot or failed, I suppose is the right word, to deliver 42,768 letters during his job as a post officer. I can't believe they gave him that much time for not delivering the mail. I imagine what I would get. I wouldn't deliver my newspapers when I was had a paper round. Whoa, my gosh, glad I wasn't caught. Second longest sentence ever handed down happened in 1989 in Thailand when Chamoy Tipayoso was found guilty of defrauding 16,000 Thai people, 141,078 years in the clinker. And in the United States, the longest record ever given was 30,000 years. Oh my goodness me. Now today's, we're going to be taking children's advice, parenting advice, simple stuff from celebrities. Now, we're going to see what happens. But listen, if you don't have kids, hang in there because one day you may have a nephew or a niece. This stuff could be good for you. Or maybe in the future you're going to have kids. So don't switch this stuff off. Keep exercising. And I'll play you a little song to be able to push those weights too. Come on, here we go. Come on, wakey, wakey, it's Monday morning. I want you to squeeze the juice out of every single second this whole week. Come on, here we go. We haven't started yet. All right, we better get on. There's only 10 minutes and you watch. I'm going to run over. I can tell already. 30, not one, 30 of the best things you can do for your kids as celebrities think, right? Maya Angelou, famous poet. She said, teach through storytelling. She says, you have to remember that children are newcomers to the world. They didn't come bringing any info. So you need to teach them, or they need to learn as much as possible. And the best way is through stories. That's it, Maya Angelou. All right, I'm not going to go into all the details of each one because I'd be here forever. What about this one? This is by Dr. Oz. He says, do not be a couch potato. That's right. He says, you just got to get off the couch, go and have some fun with your kids, and don't just point to the door. Go and roll around with them. Go and have some fun with them. That's what he says. You got to enjoy it. What about this one? Barbara Walters. And this is important. And again, I'll change my accent here, right? Because he says, be accepting of everyone. You know, she says, I keep remembering those lines from the South Pacific. You got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You know, I mean, it's just that whole idea about, you know, genealogy and what people think, you know, and you see it more in the schools. And the acceptance is amazing, not just with color, but with people of special needs, all in the same classes. I mean, it just wasn't like that when I was a kid. So again, any bigotry, hey, you can't live a kick-ass life if you're a bigot. Don't do it. It doesn't work. Stop it. Stop it. Go make some friends. You'll find out that everyone's beautiful. All right, Michelle Obama says this. She says, get everyone together for dinner. Nice, Michelle. She's quite funny, you know. I saw her on Saturday Night Live. She's a funny one, that one. I like her. Bobby Brown. He says, and this is the makeup artist, Bobby Brown. Skip makeup sometimes and show them that you're okay and how you look. With how you look. That's so important. You know, you see girls very, very young, lathering it on. And then I have to work with them later on just to find self-love. So I like that one. Walk around. And you people, by the way, you know, if you're concerned that you can't leave the house with makeup on, it's important that you do. Put your hair back, put some sweats on and just go out. Because if you think you can't be seen outside and you have to be meticulous, that's exhausting. And I'm telling you, there's no true happiness there. So just try it. Walk outside. No one's going to notice anyway. It's just you think they're going to notice, right? Nancy Meyers, who's a screenwriter and director of It's Complicated. All right. She says this. She says, take them to work. I like that. You know, I bring my kids on stage with me all the time and my youngest is really, really into it. And in fact, that's what we just did tonight. You know, we spent about 4 hours working on a project he's doing at school. He's doing a presentation tomorrow. So we built a PowerPoint and we went through it and he was sort of practicing. But bring them to work. I like it. I like it a lot. Katie Couric, ABC News special. This is the best advice she ever got. Have good manners. Yes. Say peace and thank you. All right. What about this one here? From Angela Bassett, the actress, This Means War. She says, say no. Kids need to learn to delay gratification. Yep. That was a good word with your kids. Hope these are helping, right? There's 30 of them. Now, what's this one here? This is by Buck Brannaman, horse trainer and inspiration of the movie The Horse Whisperer. He says, be consistent. He says, over my years of working with horses and their people, I've learned a truth that applies to how we treat our fellow human beings. You can't be a good guy when you leave the barn and a bad guy when you get back to the barn. See? Good that. I like it. I like it. Good stuff. All right. This is by, who's this boy? I can't tell. Jewel, singer-songwriter, that girl. She says, give life a soundtrack. She says, music has always been an outlet and a friend I could count on to help me with my feelings. Oh, you know what? Is that ever a setup for a song? This is one of Jen's faves right now. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am the champion, and you're gonna I can hear you roar. It's Monday morning. Come on, let's get going. I got lots to do here. I want to hear you roaring. Roar. That's right. A big old roar. So don't forget, give life a soundtrack. We play a lot of music in our house, and it's so, so fun. If it's not live music, it's just music. Goofy music, dancing music. Here we go. Courtney Cox, she says this, don't judge them. My goal is always to listen to my daughter and try and teach her without making her feel any shame. It's funny, it's stuff we learn as we go along, right? Okay, this one here, this is from Ana Maria Chavez, CEO of Girl Scouts of the USA. She says, get them involved in community service. That's interesting, right? Because the project my son's doing tomorrow, we painted a community center in Belize. And so he's telling the story of that particular exercise. And what he talks about in the in his presentation is that truly, he says, you know, I thought I was just going to go and paint a community center. He says, but it impacted me so deeply, not just me, but everyone involved, including the people of the town, Dangriga, where we painted it. And just beautiful. And he sort of asked everyone, and because he's presenting it to a group of kids, he just said, you know what, if I can just impact one of you, just one of you, to do something for either an individual or get involved in a community project. So I'm very proud. In fact, I'm going to dedicate this show to my son, Ben. Benny, we had so much fun today. I love you so much. And just before we did that homework, I was down at his mom's house and I was teaching him some dance moves. Listen to me, Mr. Two Left Feet over here. But he's having to put on this performance and he's built these really beautiful masks. So he wanted to learn some some dance moves. So here we are, you know, oh God. Anyway, it's great. I just feel very blessed. Anyway, this is from Jillian Michaels, the health and wellness guru. She says, take care of yourself so your kids don't have to. Wow. That's a goodie. Yeah. Listen, that's like Dr. Oz, right? Don't be sick so they have to look after you. Stay healthy. Get out there. Have some fun. Kick ass life. You got to be in a healthy body. Jessica Alba, the actress and founder of The Honest Company, all right? She says, be their watchdog. She says, check what they're eating. Now, I am not so good at that. But what I do is I give them lots of nutrition every single day. And then, you know, when they eat some crappy stuff, I don't worry about it too much. I always find that anything that I focus on, if I focus like, you know, if I told my kids don't do drugs, I almost feel this, you know, when they later on, especially if I keep hammering on it. So, you know, Benny and I had a real drug conversation the other day, you know, and the idea was, excuse me, the idea is that, you know, I talked to him about his past. Excuse me, I'm coughing this morning. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, what you expect? But his passport. And, you know, if he ever got caught, that he would lose that. So I really talked about his freedom and the choices he's going to have to make because he loves to travel. So rather than tell him no, I said, hey, listen, buddy, you know, there's always going to be consequences and you're going to get asked. You're going to have to make a choice. And you just got to really realize how important that passport is, right? All right. This one here from Guy Ferreri, chef and the star of the Food Network. And he says, give them the money job in the kitchen. So preparing food, get them preparing food. Such a good thing. And it's a good bonding time. Here we go. I just got this one from a friend of mine, but AJ Jacobs, the author of Drop Dead Healthy. He says, watch with them. He says, a few months ago, we instituted family movie night on Sundays. It's a big deal. We do it on Fridays and we do sushi. So they always say this, you know, it's good to have these traditions in the good times so they can carry you through the bad times. That's an old adage and I really, really like it. But I think I've been talking a whole lot, don't you think? Shall I give you a new song? I think so. Here we go. Boom. All right, we're going to get going. We're already over. Can you believe it? Yeah, I knew I was going to be. Don't worry about it. Rachel Roy, fashion designer, she says, break the dress code. She says, I teach my daughters never to be afraid of looking foolish. If they really believe in something, she says, I love being innovative and my goals to inspire my girls is to believe in themselves and not worry about what other people think. Good luck with that one, especially with teens, but you know, I like it. All right, that's why actually my eldest son, Cal, you know, he went to the school dance the other day and I couldn't believe it, you know, because he likes to be a little scruffy and I like it. I don't ever tell him he's scruffy, but you know, he's not really, you know, he's a little scruffy. Goes to the dance, he's wearing one of those pencil black ties and a black vest and blue jeans. He looked awesome in a white shirt and it was awesome. Anyway, Jenny Finch, Olympic gold medalist, she says, let them loose. And this is a big one. I wish if I was starting over, this one would have been huge. Let them loose. You know, they're not going to break. And the parents who have raised the greatest kids that I know anyway are always parents that didn't nag and worry. They just let them learn. And the kids learn well, right? And they're just great, well-adjusted kids. I was like one of those hovering parents when I first started out, right? All right. This is Rachel Dratch. This is huge. Comedian and author of Girl Walks Into a Bar. She says, make them laugh. This is so important. Get goofy. You know, again, we were doing that tonight with Benny and I. You know, I mean, you just got to laugh all the time. Find reasons to laugh. To laugh. That's it. All right. Here we go. We're going through 30 of the best things you can do for kids. Brilliant, simple parenting advice from celebrity parents. This one's Camera Wong Ulrich, president and co-founder of Alta Wealth Management. She says, introduce them to money, 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 money. Ain't it funny? All right, here we go. This is Thandi Newton, actress of Good Deeds and Olay spokeswoman. She says, learn from them. She says, I consider my kids wiser than I am because they're completely uncorrupted. I always try and hold them in the highest regard so they'll know their own worth. All right, we only got 9 more to go. Here we are. This is Jacqueline Michard, author of The Deep End. All right, and she says, be modest, be modest. All right, here we go. We're going fast now. Here we go. This is Elsie Park, MD, Director of Behaviors Health Research at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School. She says, please don't smoke. And if you do, if it's too late for that, quit. Sorry about that. You know, oh my goodness. I couldn't imagine. I see some people driving their cars. If you're driving a car right now and you're smoking and there's kids in it, I want you to take the cigarette and poke it in your eye. All right. Just how I feel. I always feel those poor little things are trapped in this little kind of sardine can with someone puffing up a cigarette. All right. Just quit for them. Go on. Quit for them. If you can't quit for yourself, quit for your kids. I agree. All right. All right. So here we go. We've got Lee Woodruff, whose husband Bob was seriously injured while covering the war in Iraq for ABC. Her novel, Those We Love Most, comes out this fall. She said, tell them about the first time you got your heart broken. Mm-hmm. I really agree with that. You know, you got to teach your kids to rebound. And Calvin just broke up with his girlfriend. And I just, hey, are you working on your friendship? And yes, Dad, I am. Good boy. All right. Ali Wentworth, actress and host of web series Daily Shot with Ali Wentworth. She says this. She says, when you're home, unplug. Oh my goodness me. How many of us are guilty of that one, right? Kathy Lee Gifford. She says, that's the co-host of the Today Show. She's quite funny. She said, have some faith. For their very first years, I instilled in my kids the importance of having a loving relationship with God. Interesting. Very nice. Here we go. Oh gosh, this one's good. Eve Ensler, founder of V-Day. All right. And she says, talk to them about sex. Oh, it's so great. My kids and I have so much fun talking about that, you know, and it's, you know, it's just good. It's good that they can come. And because we talk about it, they're not ashamed of anything. They'll ask me any questions. And I'm very proud of that. All right. Another quick song. And then we're going to wrap this puppy up. Sorry, I've been keeping you. Hey, it's Monday. Wakey, wakey. Come on, let's get going. Let's get excited. Look at this time just passing. This is going to be a 30-minute show before I'm done. All right, this one here is from Tina Knoll. She said, celebrate their inner beauty. She says that beauty is as beauty does. All right. And the idea of really teaching them how to smile and connect, and that the outer beauty is definitely, definitely going to fade. Got it? All right, here we go. We have got 2 more, just two little ones. This one here is from Laura Bush, former First Lady. She says, read together so they'll learn to love books. When my boys were young, we used to have reading night. And I remember the Harry Potter series. We'd read a whole chapter. So we'd all be sitting in the living room and we'd just sort of read a chapter. And my ex-wife and I would take in turns to read. It was fun. I think I enjoyed it more than they did. And Arianna Huffington, editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post, says, encourage them to take risks. This is so big. She says, one of the greatest gifts we can give as parents is supporting our children in their dreams, whatever they may be. For me, this means doing my best each day to follow the example set by my own mother, who brought me up to believe there was nothing I should be afraid to try, while making it clear that she would not love me one iota less if I failed. Very nice. There you go. 30 things. Don't worry. You can find it all in the show notes. I'm very, very proud of you people. You know, and don't forget, there's a new show. If you want a vehicle, you're looking to help create freedom for you and your family, come along and listen. And the stories are exceptional anyway. Even if you're not interested, the stories are exceptional. And don't forget, I've got 2 events coming up. There's a number of 3 in Australia, but I'm going to be there for the month of May. Sydney, Perth, Brisbane. Look it up. Amplified Network Marketing, amplifiednetworkmarketing.com/events. amplifiednetworkmarketing.com/events. And also, we've got, I think, one spot left in the Amplified Island Adventure. And then maybe two. So double check with Debbie. Did I say Debbie? Denise, I called you Debbie. I can't believe it. Debbie was the one that won the prize. But yeah, if you want to come along and spend a week on my private island and have the adventure of your lifetime. Your lifetime, I say. Have that one. All right. Have a beautiful week. And don't forget. I'll definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.